You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new survey of 8,500 young New Zealanders has revealed those exposed to suicide attempts of people close to them dramatically increase the risk of themselves taking their own lives. I speak with one of the lead authors, Associate Professor Simon Denny, asking him to run me through the findings of the survey.
So this was a look at, really the idea is contagion, the idea that what's the risk for young people who have people in their lives who have either attempted suicide or have completed suicide, and does this increase the risk for young people in terms of taking their own lives? So that was the kind of overall goal of the paper. And so what we used for the data was a large survey of secondary school students conducted in 2012, part of what's called the Youth 2000 Survey Series, which is New Zealand's largest ongoing survey of the health and wellbeing of secondary school students in New Zealand. And as part of that survey, we asked about suicide attempts and also whether or not the students had known people close to them who had taken their own lives. So that was kind of the context for the survey, Adam.
Right. And what were the findings? Was there a correlation between those who were closely exposed to suicide?
Yeah, there was quite a strong relationship, in the order of, 2 to 3 times the chance of taking your own life or attempting to take your own life if you knew somebody who had, done that. So, yeah, there was quite a strong relationship.
And what might be the reason for this?
Well, look, there's been a long history of this. I mean, we know, for example, even the mention of suicide and description of suicide in the media and, a description around what that involves for vulnerable young people can increase their risk of suicide. So this is well known in the research area. There's also been past research that's looked at when, say, in an institution like a hospital or maybe a school, when there's been a suicide death, there seems to be an increase in people trying to take their own lives after that event. But those previous studies have been quite small, like involving 1 or 2 schools or, just 1 hospital ward or something like that. So our study involved over 8,000 students, and so it's one of the largest ones to date that have looked at this.
Right. Your findings also point out that those students who are from families in poverty are almost 3 times more likely to attempt suicide. What might be the underlying reasons for this?
Yeah, that was another interesting finding. So we were just looking at the overall risk factors for suicide attempts amongst that the sample of secondary school students. And you're right, those students who were in households experiencing poverty had almost 3 times the risk of trying to take their own lives. This speaks to, the stress of families and the importance of healthy, functioning families to support teenagers. I think what the teenagers are experiencing is the stress of the family, and this plays out in the stress, which then results in students trying to take their own lives. So this speaks to the fact also that, we know New Zealand has one of the worst youth suicide rates in the world. But the solutions aren't just within health, they're outside health, and that's a really important message. If we're going to look to address New Zealand's poor youth suicide rate, we need to also start talking about poverty and the impact that has on our young people and their families.
Speaking of solutions, do you have any to propose? What needs to be done to reduce suicide attempts among teenagers?
Well, just like I said, I think the solutions, there's health solutions, and there's solutions within the health system around supporting our vulnerable young people, and depression is one of the most important risk factors for suicide and suicide attempts. And, depression is treatable, and so young people who are experiencing distress need to get the help and support that they need so they can get through it. But this isn't something that, you should be trying to just face out yourself. There's effective and good ways of supporting these young people. And we're not just talking about medication. I'm talking about, therapy in terms of talking to a counsellor or psychologist who can help a young person. We've previously published a study that showed just the benefit of having access to health services within schools in terms of reducing suicide attempts. It reduced the suicide attempts in schools that when they have a functioning health team by almost 1/3. And so that speaks to the importance of having easy access to the types of supports that young people need. The last point of this, though, is that we also need to look outside the health system. If we're going to make any inroads to New Zealand's appalling youth suicide record, it can't just be health services. We need to look at the wider society and how we're supporting our most vulnerable. What are we doing about the child poverty rate in New Zealand, which is, you know, twice that of comparable countries in the OECD. You know, so the solutions aren't just health, but they're wider than health.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.